Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. It's our favorite time of the week. Hey, Mike.
It certainly is. How are you doing, Ian?
Oh, just fine. And last week, you left us with a vehicular challenge.
I did. I said, start with the phrase auto dealer. Change one letter to an N, then rearrange the result to spell two words, six letters in one word, four letters in the other, that each might appear on a road sign. What are the words?
Well, if you change one of the A's to an N, you can rearrange those letters to spell detour and lane.
All right, Ian, on May 2nd, 1890, an act of Congress called an Organic Act was passed, which created the Oklahoma Territory and began the process of forming the state of Oklahoma, which was admitted to the Union in November of 1907. So this week we've got a quiz as high as an elephant's eye, and we'll see how much you and our listeners know about the great state of Oklahoma.
Ruh-roh.
Set during the Great Depression, The Grapes of Wrath tells the story of the Joad family and their journey from Oklahoma to California. Which author wrote The Grapes of Wrath?
That was Mr. Steinbeck.
It is Mr. John Steinbeck, indeed. And the 1940 film version was one of the first 25 films in the National Film Registry. In 1889, a land rush allowed would-be homesteaders to line up to claim unassigned territory in Oklahoma. What nickname was given to settlers who snuck in before the official start of the rush, which was later adopted as a general term for a person from Oklahoma?
Those are Sooners.
They are the Sooners. And the people who campaigned for the opening of said lands were called Boomers.
Uh-huh.
In 2008, the Seattle Supersonics of the NBA relocated to Oklahoma City, changing their name to the Thunder and becoming the state's first permanent franchise. However, the New Orleans Hornets played in Oklahoma City for the 2005 and 2006 seasons following what event?
That was the Hurricane Katrina.
It was Hurricane Katrina, yes. The 2014 film August, Osage County, based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning play of the same name, takes place outside Pawhuska, Oklahoma. The film garnered two acting nominations, one for Best Actress and one for Best Supporting Actress. For whom?
That would be Meryl Streep and Julia Roberts.
Yeah, we're on a first-name basis with them around here. Meryl and Julia, right? And the Oklahoma Film Critics Circle voted August, Osage County as the not-so-obviously worst film of the year. And finally, in 1917, the Mistletoe Troop in Muskogee, Oklahoma, first sold what product, baked in their home kitchens with help from their mothers at a price of 25 to 35 cents per dozen?
I don't know.
The fact they are a troop should help.
Oh, thank you. Girl Scout cookies.
Girl Scout cookies is correct, yes. And the first official sale of commercially baked cookies by a Girl Scout council was in Philadelphia in 1934. Well, Ian's got a wonderful feeling everything's going his way. He went 5 for 5 this week. Have you ever been to Oklahoma? Have you ever seen the play Oklahoma? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
While you're going sweeping down the plane, stop off at wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Think of a six-letter word beginning with J that names a person who tries to make people laugh. Add the consecutive letters OK somewhere in that word, and you'll get an eight-letter word for someone who tries to make people laugh. What are the words? So again, think of a six-letter word beginning with J that names a person who tries to make people laugh. Add the consecutive letters OK somewhere in that word, and you'll get an eight-letter word for someone who tries to make people laugh. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll see you at the same time next week.
Okay.